Open up to page resh that I gave out, and if you don't have it in front of you, you'll probably find it here in this pile in the archives. I call it. Should I?
Somehow disappeared on me.
All right. I'm sure it's here somewhere, but all right. Now, we mentioned the sugim sachim on Daf Ayin Vav, and the Gemara there records a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds Eloi Govar, and Shmuel holds Tatoi Govar. So today, instead of learning Chulin, we're going to learn Psachim, but it's really Chulin, you know, saying it happens to be in Psachim, but it belongs to Masechta Chulin. So here are the cases. There are two polar extreme cases that the Gemara says is Pashut, Lesman de Polig. That's either Cham Becham, that means hot goes into hot, or Tzonein into Tzonein. If it's Cham Becham Kuliyama, everybody agrees it's Asur. If it's tzonein b'tzonein, everybody agrees it's mutter. But what happens if there's cham and tzonein? When I say cham, I mean roseach. You know, we're talking about something that's yatzal lettuce bowl. Now, once you introduce these two possibilities, meaning there's one thing that's cham and the other thing that's tzonein, which means that either the cham goes into the tzonein or vice versa, so you don't know whether it's going to be loy cham or tatoy cham, we now have to introduce another variable, and that is iser versus heter. Where is the iser? Is the iser on the tachton, or is the iser on the elyon? And again, the flip question in terms of the heter, where's the heter? So, for example, we could have a situation where, and this is going to be Shmuel, where the heter is on top, and it's tzonein, and it falls into a kedera, which has iser in it, and the iser is cham. So what's Shmuel going to say in that case? What do you say?
Tatoigover.
So what that means is that it's not a cooling process. When you pour in, let's say the case I gave you was heter onto iser, that's not going to cool off the iser. On the contrary, the iser on the bottom, because of the tatoi principle, is going to heat up.
Yeah, right.
The heter on top, on the elyon, and once the iser heats up the elyon, the heter, then it's us. Again, you can switch it around. No, I don't want to switch it around. Let's take Rav. Rav holds Eloi Gomar. So that would mean that when you pour cold into hot, the cold is now cooling off the hot. Why? Because that's called Eloi Gomar. So then, according to Rav, the problem will be if the Elyon is Asur. Now, when the Elyon that's Asur is poured onto the Tachton that's Mutter, that's a bad situation because Rav holds Eloi Gomar. So far, so good? Okay. Now, the Rav has a complicated case. The complicated case is where you have no Eloi and you have no Tachtoi, but rather, it's munachim ze etzel ze. You have hot and cold, iser and heter, that is sitting next to each other. And this is the subject of the Ramah in Siman Kuf He. So if somebody be kind enough to open up to Siman Kuf He, just so we have it open in front of us, I thank you. And you're looking for Sif Gimel. Oh, one second, maybe this is good. Hey, I think this might be good.
It's not in the right place.
Okay. Right, no, okay. I'm just saying that, I don't know, this is it.
Gimel? Sif Gimel.
Right, but you have to look for the Ramah. I think it's a very long Ramah. And at some point, the Ramah is going to talk about Munachim Ze Eitzel Ze. See if you can find it. If you don't find it, Nishkefel, you'll have to trust me. Okay. Now, in order to appreciate this Ramah, let's talk about a classic case of Tatoi Gavar according to Shmuel. So what's the classic case of Tatoi Gavar according to Shmuel? The heter is tzonein and it falls onto Isa Roseach. What is the din in this case? What is the implication of applying Shmuel's rule of Tatoi Gavar? Okay, again, you have heter tzonein, that's called Elyon, falling into Iser Roseach Tachton.
Awesome,
correct?
Yeah.
Oh. So the Ran, not in Psachim, but in Chulin, quotes the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah says that what Shmuel has in mind is Kedei Klipa, what we call Netilas Etzba. So the Rav pointed out, although the Ran is going to disagree, that the Ra'ah Shita is that Tatoi Gavar is not Bishul. When do we say that if there's no Bittul, right, there's no Shishim, the Isur Roseach will generate an Isur in the Heter? That's only through Bishul. So you have Isur and Heter that are cooking in the same pot. The fire is on. That's called Bishul. And then you can ask yourself, is it Nesinas Tav? Is it not Nesinas Tav? Min Bemino, Min Bishenemino, and all the different Dinim, Shishim, and so forth and so on. Because there's Bishul. The Ra'ah holds that Tatoi Gavar is not Bishul. Now, what's the classic Kedei Netila? The Ra'ah says that in the case of Tatoi Gavar, we're going to apply the rule of Kedei Netila. Where does he get that from? You know, he didn't invent this concept of Kedei Netila. So that's the case where you have Sli. So you have two pieces of meat, and they're roasting. Or at least one of them is roasting. One is heter, one is east. They're boiling hot. Mamish, above the boiling point. It's Yad Zolesko. And now they touch each other. So in that case, the Gemara says that since there's no medium of liquid here, that's not called Bisha, that's called Sli, then all you need is Kedei Netila. But what we're seeing here is that even in a case of Cham B'Cham, it's not necessarily going to be Aser. It could be it's only also on contact, if you follow me. That's that point where the Iser touches the Heter, and the Iser is Cham, then we have to cut that out. You know, that's called Kedei Klip, you remove the top lid. Why? Because that's not called Bishul. So you could have contact between Iser V'Heter with Cham, and yet all you need is Kedei Netila. And that's going to be in the case of Tzli. That's upgrade. Nobody denies that. Comes along the Ra'ah, and he opens up a vista here, with a key. He opens up a whole new perspective that Tatoi Gavar is exactly like that case of Tzli, and all you need is Kedei Netila. Why? Because you don't have Bishul here. What you have is a contact between something that's Roseach and something that's Tzonev. And the Roseach is the Tachton, and therefore we're going to apply the principle of of Shmuel, Tatoi Gomer. We're not going to say that the Tzonein that's falling from the top is cooling off the hot Iser on the bottom, but rather everything is a heating process. But again, it's not Bishul. So that the heat of the Tachton, which is also continues to maintain itself, and therefore on contact, the Heter, which is called Tzonein, will now require Kedei Netila in the same way that in Sli, where there was no Bishul, since there was a contact, you require Kedei Netila. Comes on the Ran and he says, with all the respect to Ra'ah, but the man doesn't know what he's talking about. That can't be. Because what Shmuel is telling me in the case of Tatoi Gover, rather in the case of Eloi Gover, is that that's the way Bishul operates. You talk about Sli, Sli is not Bishul. But this is called Bishul. You have a liquid substance that's going into a solid substance, and it's Tzonein going to Chav. That is called Bishul. And therefore everything is Osir, unless you have Shishim. And it's funny because you begin to come back to our Mishnah of Tipas Chol of Shenofa al Chaticha, and the Mishnah says you need Bittel, or otherwise, if it's the Sinas Tam, the Chaticha is Asura. I mean, it might even generate an Issa on the rest of the Gezerah.
The assumption is it is Bishul.
Then it is Bishul. And that Mishnah, which we're studying now on Kuf Ches, is the greatest proof for the Ran. So the Ra'ah is going to say, nay, you know what's going on in the Mishnah Tipas Cholov? There's a fire going on underneath the Kedera. And that's called Bishul. In fact, when the Gemara says Menayer, it doesn't mean stama, an act of stirring it around. It means he's stirring it in the pot. That's Bishul. It's no surprise that Tipas Cholov would generate an Iser on the entire Chatich if there's no Bittul. Tam Ki'ikar if there's a Tam. Because that's Bishul, says Ra'ah. But in the case of something hot on the bottom, and the Tzonein of Het is coming into that, and now we're going to apply the rule of Tatoi Gover Shmuel, that's not Bishul. They're not cooking in the same pot. This is not what the Torah had in mind by Bishul. Rather, this is something other than Bishul, and when you have something other than Bishul, when you have Cham of Iser that comes in contact with what? With Tzonein of Het, then we need Kedei Netila. And the Ran says, name, this is called Bishul. Aye, there's no fire going on underneath the pot. Irrelevant. This is Bishul.
How does the Ra'ah come up with this idea that it's not Bishul? Is it based on some kind of empirical causality? Is it just like a
I think he would tell you, listen carefully. Again, I'm just guessing. I don't want, you know, if the Ra'ah is listening in here, he might laugh at me. But I think the Ra'ah would say to you that on Shabbos you would not be chayav for such a thing. If you would pour something cold onto something hot, and we're accepting Shmuel's principle of Tatoi Gover, you would not be chai for Bishul. There are certain, shall we say, abstract legal concepts or definitions that define Bishul. You may recall we once spoke about Bishul Achar Bishul. For example, many Rishonim, and this is against the Rambam, will say that if the first Bishul reached a level of Kemayachol Ben Josoi, and if you stretch it a little, you'll be able to eat it. And now you cook it again, and it gets up to the level of cold sarko. We're going to apply the principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Again, I'm not going to give you a shishi for doing this. You know, you certainly violate at least the Nisa Derabbanan, but thus hasten it can Bishul. So when we talk about the concept of Bishul, there's some sort of abstract halachic definition of what I call a Tzuras HaBishul. So the Tzuras HaBishul is when you have a fire going on underneath a pot, and you're a chef, and you put all sorts of ingredients into the pot, and it cooks together. That's called Bishul.
Yeah, but clearly the Ran doesn't accept this. In other words...
Wait, you asked me about the Ran. Fair.
Saying, so what's the basis, really, what's the basis for this machlokas? That's what I'm asking about. Is it just a theoretical construct here?
Right. At this point...
Why does he opt for not
At this
Bishul?
Point, what we're trying to do in a theoretical basis is we're trying to figure out what conditions, what elements are absolutely critical in the Torah's definition of Bishul. According to the Ran, as long as it's cooking together, That's called Bishul, according to the Ra'ah.
Even
no.
Without a fire.
Even without a fire. Mm-hmm. I meant to say, sorry. I left out the punch.
To answer your question, the fire is the issue. That's the machlokas.
Exactly. In other words, to what extent?
I understand the machlokas. What I'm asking about is what is the basis for the Ra'ah saying A and the Ra'ah saying B?
It is with lachlokas or without lachlokas.
Is it just another. Because the Ra'ah had an itch in this direction? It's got to be something more than that.
Exactly. Right? The way I understand it is the Ra'ah says, by definition, when you have a fire underneath, that's Bishul. Without the fire underneath,
it's not Bishul.
It's a Tatoy Gavar. But the Ra'ah says, no, as long as it's hot, that is enough, sufficient to call it Bishul. That's how I understood it.
Correct. No, but you could always take it a step further. You know, like, for example, I can wonder whether or not Chametz Derabanan is a Chefetz D'Issura or not. Right? And this is a fundamental issue in the Brisker Rav. So I can tell you that one sheet is that it's an Issa Chefetz, the other sheet says it's an only Issa Gavra. But then you can ask me, so why did one Tana wake up on the left side of the bed and he called it an Issa Gavra, and the other Tana wake up, you understand what I'm saying? It's a question of how to understand Brisker methodology, meaning at some point, and don't misunderstand me, I'm not trying to shove Brisker methodology down your throat. If Sammy was here, he would know exactly, Sam Juni. I'm not trying to push this agenda of Brisker methodology, but what I mean to say is, I'm a little bit trained in that way of thinking. Now, if I can answer your question, that's good. That's excellent. If I can't answer your question, then the way I was trained is you keep going on. What do I mean? Certain questions you can't move from the spot. If you can't answer those questions, Toiglish of Kaparas, you're wasting your time. Certain questions would be the icing on the cake. You know, if I could somehow figure out, what, and for that you would have to probably bring Rias from Shas and one way or the other. Do we compare Bishul on Shabbos to Bishul on in Belia and Belias Iser, Iser Veheter, Taroves? Do we not? Maybe Shabbos is different. But if you're willing to grant me the following, which I'm not saying you have to grant me, that in Shabbos you would not be chayev for Meleches Bishul, for Tatoy Govar, then the Ran is going to say Shabbos Lechud and Issa Veheter Lechud. Shabbos is not your paradigm to define Bishul as far as Basa V'Cholov is concerned, as far as Issa Veheter is concerned. Because the whole purpose of Bishul in Yoredeya and Issa Veheter is a transfer of Tam. And it matters not, as long as you're holding Tatoy Govar, which means that the hot on the bottom is heating up the cold on the top, then you're going to have a transfer of Tam. So again, am I reducing this to a biological question or a question of physics?
Chemical
question? No, I don't think so. I think what we're saying is ultimately we want to know whether the Tzuras Bishul, as it's defined in abstract terms in Shabbos, has any relevant to Issa Veheter. And maybe there are two different definitions of what is a Tzuras Bishul. Now, if you would ask me what a Tzuras Bishul is, I would agree with Shmuel. Maybe you would defend Rav. Why? Because I would think that if you were a chef, so to speak, you're a baker or cook, or you're a cook in the your wife is cooking something in the kitchen, I would assume that she's going to pour tzonein into cham. You know what I mean? You have this pot that's bubbling up with heat, and now you want to add some spices, at least you want to add some more meat into you have a soup, you want to add some more vegetables, so that's going to be tatoy gavar. That's the Tzuras Bishul. In my mind, Rav is a little bit convoluted because Rav is saying Eloi Gavar, which means what? I got something cold on the bottom and I'm pouring hot stuff into the cold. I mean, there could be such a thing, and obviously it is, but in my mind, that's an unusual kind of Bishul. But again, if you're going back to the Ra'ah is assuming that the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not in defining Bishul. We're not talking about Bishul. Because you don't meet the standards of Bishul, not in Shabbos and not in Issa Veheter. What we need now is a transfer of Tam. So we're going to say that at a surface level, so Rav is going to say to the surface level, because the hot from the top is heating up the bottom, but again, only at contact point, that's called Kedei Netila. And Shmuel is going to turn it the other way around. He's going to say that the hot on the bottom is on contact is heating up the cold on the top. Okay, that's what we have so far. Rav Soloveitchik adds what I, again, I'm not here to give grades, but I get emotional, so you'll be moichel me. What I consider a brilliant tzushtel, you know, an analogy here that's brilliant. There's a sugya in Chulin. Now we're going back to Chulin. And in which perek? The perek that we're studying, which is called Kol Abbas, or the eighth perek. But it's not at the beginning of the perek, it's not in the middle of the perek, it's at the end of the perek. And this is the famous issue about fish that was cooked in a fleshika pot, and can you eat the fish with milchiks? I don't know about you gentlemen, but we have this shaila three times a day. I'm exaggerating, but it's a daily issue by us.
Swarm
would have
that issue at all.
You can't eat fish with milk. Right, you can't eat fish with milk. But the Gemara assumes you can eat fish with milk. So the question is, what goes on? So here we have a principle called not bar not tera. And I'm not going to go through the whole sugi with you, but basically the principle is there's something called a tam sheni. And a tam sheni is called a tam kolish. It's a weak tam. Again, I don't believe for 1 minute this has anything to do with chemistry or physics. It's purely the abstract legal analysis of blia. And it works like this. You took a pot and you cooked fleshiks in the pot. That's called tam rishon. The pot now has the tam from the basa, but when that tam goes out of the kli, when you cook fish in the kli, that's called tam sheni. Tam sheni is a weak tam. It's, you know, it's like gone through one stage and then another stage. It's not direct, it's indirect, and therefore the fish now has a tam kolosh. That tam kolosh is basar. We don't believe that tam kolosh is going to create a tam shlishi when you eat it with kutach. And therefore it's mutar. This is according to all Rishonim with the exception of one Rishon. And you're probably guessing it's the Rambam, because usually it's the Rambam. But in this case it's Rashi, none other than Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that if you take fish and you cook it in a fleshiger pot, you cannot eat that fish with milk. It's not for health reasons, but because of basa b'chol. Why? Does Rashi not deny tam sheni? So Rashi says, you know, when we apply tam sheni, that's in a case of ilo of tatoi govar. So we'll explain. Tatoi govar, says Rashi, is not bishul. This is how Rav Soloveitchik wants to interpret Rashi. We've already seen that in the Ra'oz frame of reference, because the Ra'oz says in Tatoi Gover that all you need is Kedei Netila. It's not Bishul. Rashi also holds that Tatoi Gover is one step removed from Bishul. How do I see this? Because Rashi says that if you take fish and you cook it in a fleshika pot, then you're not allowed to eat that fish with milchiks. But if you take cold fish and you place it onto a pot that's hot, it's yadsa lettuce bubble, and you can apply the principle, I meant to say it's a fleshika pot, maybe I left that out, right? So it's a fleshika pot, and now you can apply the principle of what? Shmuel's tatoi govar, says Rashi, eat the fish with kutach. Gezutahit. That's already considered tam sheni. Now the question is, what's the difference according to Rashi between cooking fish in a fleshika pot? Again, everything's a ben yomo, right? So we're not talking about nosi tam lefkam, and placing cold fish on a very hot fleshika surface. We'll call it a kara, or I don't want to call it kdera because that sounds like there's a fire going on underneath. We'll call it a kara. And that's what I pointed out to you 2 days ago, that sometimes if you go to a very, very fancy chasana or perhaps a very upscaled restaurant and the waiter comes out with gloves, and why is he wearing gloves? Because he warns you that the plate I'm giving you is absolutely burning hot. And it's an upscale thing because then your food, you know, will stay hot for a while. Have you ever had this experience?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to go to Cow on the Roof. I'm dating myself. Does anybody remember Cow on the Roof?
I love it.
Sure. Oh, man. That cow is shechted. It doesn't exist anymore. I remember I went out to Cow on the Roof. P.S. I wasn't paying the bill. I couldn't have afforded it. But Cow on the Roof is really a painting by what's his name, Chagall, right? That they have a, not the original, but a copy outside, you know, right, outside the restaurant. And it was really strange because the waiter was standing over us like this. You know, like basically he was saying, how can I help you? We didn't feel it that way. We felt like he was looking at our food. You know what I'm saying? They rolled out the food in a fancy thing, you know, with the, and he lifts up the thing. And then my friend, his name is Alan, also from Silver Spring, and he gets a phone call. They didn't have cell phones in those days. I'm going back 45 years. So they actually brought him a phone. So this was Cow on the Roof. So in Cow on the Roof, they feed you on very burning hot plates. So now he pours fish, or he places fish on a hot plate. According to Shmuel, we're going to apply the principle of Tatoi Gomar. Now, if I assume that Tatoi Gavar equals Bishul, then Rashi Lishitoso would tell you that you can't eat the fish with milchitz. But Rashi holds that there's a difference between cooking fish in a pot, and that pot is fleishix, because in that case, the cooking is such a profound impact that it takes the tam of the basar out of the walls of the kli, as if the basar was there in this bishul. I don't see any basar here. Any clean, you know, the pot is absolutely clean. And Rashi says that's like cooking fish together with meat. Right? Nobody argues that if you cook fish together in the same pot with meat, you can't eat the fish with milchix. But if you cook in a fleishik plat, Rashi says that's as if you cooked it with meat. Where there's no meat over here, but the answer is bishul is so profound that it causes a plate of a tam rishon, as if you have the tam rishon of basar here in this mixture, and you can't eat the fish with milchix. However, says Rashi, when Shmuel, again it's the same Shmuel, but in a different context, says at the end of Kol HaBasar that Dogim sha'olu v'karashel basar is mutal lecholam bekutach. Shmuel is not talking about bishul. He's not talking about a case where you took a kara and you cooked fish in the fleshika kara or kadera. That would be also to eat according to Rashi, because the bishul is so profound that it gives you a tam rishon of basar, and that basar cannot be eaten with what? With kutach. But what's the case of Shmuel? Not dogim shebishlu bekara. Take a look at Shmuel. Says Rashi, it doesn't say in Shmuel dogim shebishlu bekara mutalochlo bekutach. No, if it was bishlu bekara, it would be a tam rishon. You'd not be allowed to eat it with what? With kuta. But the case is olu bekara. What's olu? Olu means that one is on top of the other. In this case, according to Shmuel, since the pot on the bottom is burning hot, and it's a fleshing of pot, so then when the fish comes down and you lay it down on this burning hot pot, so we should apply the principle of
Tatoi
Gavar. Says Rashi, that's a tam sheni. That's already a weaker tam. Obviously, says Rav Soloveitchik, Rashi postulated a difference between Bishul Mamish and Tatoi Gavar. That's the chaf of the roof. I mean, to put these two things together, the Ra'on Psachim with regard to Ketei Netila, together with the Rashi in Chulin, which is in the case of Tam Rishon versus Tam Sheni, that's the Chiddush. I mean, that's impressive.
But when you're talking about that Tam Rishon now, you don't
mean according to Rashi when he cooked the fish in the fleishik pot.
Fleishik pot.
That's Tam Rishon.
But there's no flesh in it. There's just a fleishik pot.
Clean. It's sterling, sparkling clean.
Why don't you say batel b'shishim?
So that has to do with what's called Cham Niktsasu Cham Bekulo. Again, you know, all of Tarovis works with different, I call it the Chukei Ablia. And one of the Chukei Ablia is that we always assume that the first cooking, which in this case was Basar, but usually the first cooking is Isar, you know, that's it usually, but here it's Basar, somehow fills up the entire Kedem.
That's one assumption.
The second assumption is that the walls of the Kedera are equal to the cooking itself. Why? Because Tam Ki'ika. I mean, again, nothing in chemistry will ever help you here. You could have a PhD in chemistry, it's not going to... Adarab, if you have a PhD in chemistry, this class is going to confuse you. you're better off not knowing a thing about chemistry.
Before the Rav, how did we understand Shittas Rashi? How could you eat it with Kuhn?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean... I don't know the answer to your question. I think the Rav's pshat is emes lamito. You're asking me what did they think before the Rav? You know, the Rav used to say that before Rav Chaim, your day was pots and pans. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know in the Hilchas pots and pans, you know, what conclusion they came to, but I'm sure you'll find some. I'll tell you what I'd say to you, Rabbi, and I'm risking my reputation. You'll find this answer of the Rav in the Achron. I have no doubt about it. But you'll find it in a totally different nusach. Do you follow what I mean? They'll say that, you know what, he didn't cook it, it only fell in, you know, it was a hot pot, it was this, that, you know what I mean? They'll start giving you the physics of it, the chemistry of it. But the lumpness of it is how to define Bishul. And we saw in the Ran against the Ra'ah that the purpose and the definition of Shmuel's Tatoi Gover is Bishul. Tatoi Gover equals Bishul. The Ra'ah says Nen, it's not Bishul. Haraya, it's not Asakulu, all you need is Kedei Netila. If we apply that, what's it called when you have an equal sign and you put a slash in it? It doesn't equal. Is there a word for that? I need a word for that.
Unequal.
Not equal.
Unequal sign.
So if you apply the non-equal sign of the Ra'ah, Tatoi Gover does not equal Bishul, now put that into Rashi's frame of reference that everything is sterling. I don't have to get into physics here. I don't have to give answers. You know, it was Tom Rishon, Tom Shea. Leave that all out. Simply the question is this Bishul? And Rashi's holding it's not Bishul, like the Ra'ah. And if it's not Bishul, then we could be matir putting it together with Kutach, because you really haven't cooked the meat, and whatever time you have, it's a time which in and of itself would only generate a Kedei Klipa. That's certainly what we call a Tam Kolish. I'll give you another example of a Tam Kolish. For example, you have Tzonen. Let's say I have a pot that's got treifus in it, but now it's clean. In other words, it was Bolea treifus. It's sterling clean. And I put down some food stuff in the pot, and it's what? And it's got lachluchas. So the Gemara says, you need hadoch. What do you mean you need hadoch? Everything is cold. So again, we have a new chok habli over here. That when it comes to lachluchas, that a dover sheesh bo lachluchas, a dover lach, is going to somehow bring out a film level, a very superficial level of blia in this treifa pot, even though everything is cold. We had again today, you know, me and John learned together at an early hour, and we learned over there that there's a difference between lach and yovish as far as chaticha nasis nevela. The Rash Peshitta is a chaticha nasis nevela only applies to a gush that's yovish, but not to lach. And we spent how long? About an hour trying to rack our brains and figure out what's the difference between lach and yovish. And basically all the answers that we gave always boil down to the chukei ablia. And these chukei ablia are you know. Anyway, I got off on a tangent here. How are we doing on the clock? We still have 10 minutes? Alright, so if you... Again, what I'm about to do now, if I can succeed in the next 10 minutes, I will be a very happy person. Because I'm telling you up front, I don't understand what I'm about to say. But I think if we work it out together, I will understand. All right? So we're learning this b'chavrusa. Okay. This is on page Reish Aleph. And he says the following. The Ramah That, did you find the Rambam or not?
Yeah.
Oh. So the Rambam says that if there is Cham and Sonein Munachim Ze Eitzel Ze, so what does he say over there? That you need a Kedei Klipa, correct? What does he say? No, you're looking in the Magen, the Prima Gadim. I don't want the Prima Gadim here, I want the Rambam. But the only thing is, I don't want to slow myself down.
Here's the Rambam. Huh?
Yeah. Ve'im, what does he say? Hinicha ze eitzel ze.
Ze, im shnehem chamim, mitam kli rishon, akol asur.
Okay, well, let's say our case is one is.
Echad
zonin. One is sonin, one is
tam. Ahetet zarek klipa.
Klipa. So again, if munachim zel ze, one is cham and one is tzonen, the Rambam says klipa is enough. If you look in the Shach, I think I underlined it here, the Shach quotes the Marshal.
Yeah, from Marshal Katav, Be'iser v'heter shalo. B'sifro perikol habasar.
Okay, fine. Okay. The Shach says the following. You have Iser Cham next to, what's it called?
Heter
tzonen. Says the Mashah, everything's awesome.
Shekulo Aser. Okay.
Now, again, let's go with the Ran. The Ran holds that in Tatoy Gover, everything is Aser. But where's the Tatoy Gover of it? They're sitting one next to the other. So the Ramah makes a lot of sense. The Ramah is going to say, this is not a case of Tatoy Gover, because it's Munachim Ze Eitzel Ze. There's no Elyon and Tachto. So at worst, what you need is, because there's some contact here between the Iser Cham and the Hetet Sonen, because they're sitting next to each other, so you need at contact what's called the Tilas Klipa. That's the Rambam. Comes along the Marshal and he says, nay, the Iser is Cham, it's sitting next to the Hetet that's Sonen, everything's awesome. Again, if there's no Shishim and so forth. That's
the Marshal.
That's the Marshal.
Is always Marshal.
He's always what?
Always machmir.
Oh. He's always the machmir. Okay. So let's try to put this machlokus between the Ramah and the Marshal into some sort of a perspective. Okay. Now please say a shira malus for me here, a little till, because I've been working on this little paragraph for hours and I'm trying to see if I got it. Yesh lachkar begeder din tatoi govar. Two definitions of tatoi govar. Definition number one. Tatoi govar means that the tachton heats up the elyon. So what you have at the end of the day is that everything is cham. That's the way we can learn tatoi govar. Since the iser is the tachton, and if you hold tatoi govar, it heats up the heter, which is the elyon. As a result of that heating process, you've got a heter which is now cham. And if the heter is now cham, then it's awesome. That's one definition of tatoi gova. Everybody got that? Again, the bottom one heats up the top one. O Dilma, he says, no, you don't need that. You don't need to say that the Iser Tachton is heating up the Tzonein Elyon. All you need is to say that the Elyon is not cooling off the Tachton. Who would say, by the way, that the Elyon is cooling off the Tachton?
Rav.
Right? Because Rav holds that Eloi Gover. All Shmuel is telling us is that he rejects Rav, and he's not willing to say that the Elyon is, if it's Tzonen, is going to cool off the Tachton. No. The Tachton remains Basher Hushar. It remains what we call Isur Cham. Im atachton cham vehu isur, right? So you have the vela that's hot on the bottom. Shaper oser af im hetera elyon hutzonen, And why? Simply because the Elyon is not Makarer, it doesn't cool off the Tachton. Meaning the Iser remains Cham. As long as I get to the position where in this combination between the Heter and the Iser remains Cham, that's enough. Im Elyon Hu Iser Tzonen, then Shmuel is going to say that the Tachton, just one second, then the Tachton is going to what? But we're not holding Eloi Govar. Just one second. Can you just give me a minute? So what do we have? We have the Elyon. Oh, so the Elyon is what? Is Sonin. Oh, that's important. The Elyon is Sonin. And now we're going to apply Tatoi Govar. What does Shmuel mean in the case of Tatoi Govar? After all, we're saying now in the second definition, you must get Isur Cham. The answer is that the Tatoi, which is Heter, since it's Cham, is going to heat up the Elyon. So you end up with an Isur Cham. Everybody got that?
Yes.
This is really, really sharp. He's saying that according to the second definition, right, not the first definition, everything has to be Cham. No. What we need is that the Isur is Cham. So that if the Elyon is Tzonen, right? So you might say, like Rav would say, that the Elyon is now Tzonen, it's cooling off the bottom one. No, the bottom one is heating up the top one. So in that case, what Shmuel is going to say through Tatoi Govar is that if the Iser is on top and it's Tzonen, it now is Cham. Why is it Cham? Because that's our goal, to get Iser Cham. Because Tatoi Govar. And Tatoi Govar means that the Tachton, which in this case happens to be Heter, is heating up the Elyon.
And the Heter remains Heter?
No. Why? Because we're saying now that Tatoi Govar, which asks everything, is achieved simply because the Tachton, I'm sorry, scratch that, simply because the Iser is Cham. In other words, we're talking about a power that's in the Iser. The power of Iser, when it has contact with Heter, is such that if the Iser is Cham, it will ask the...
The Heter is Tachton, and it's Cham, and the Iser is on top,
and it's Tzonen.
Tzonen, right?
So we're going to apply the principle of Tatoi Govar. So,
so does what the Heter does that remain Heter?
No. Why? Because as long as there's Iser Cham and they're coming in contact, again, you know, I'm picturing it to you that like one thing is up here, one thing's down. That's not exactly true. I mean, initially it's coming down this way, but they contact each other. Once they contact each other, Shmuel presses the button of Tatoi Govar, and he says that this is considered...
Is the fire going or better not going?
There's no fire. We're talking about Tatoi Govar, right? There's no fire.
There's no fire.
It ends up by Tatoi Govar means no matter where the Heter is, it's going to be Osir.
Correct. If the Heter is on the bottom and it's Tatoi... Well, no, one second.
No.
If the Heter... One second. Let's go through the case. If the Heter is on the bottom and what?
And it's
Tzonen.
I thought,
Rabbi, you were saying in the Mishbetzet here, all cases are Osir. No, you're not saying that.
That's what you said. No. That's what, in fact, you just
right.
said.
Right. No. That's if the Tachton is Heter Cham... If the Tachton is Tzonen, then there's no Tatoi Govar. Right, Tatoi Govar means that the Tachton is Cham. But what is the Tachton? Is it Iser or Heter?
Take both cases.
And it's irrelevant.
Exactly, it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Why? But for two different reasons. Listen to the reasoning. If the Iser is Tachton, correct?
Right.
And it's Tachton meaning it's Cham, right? Then all I'm saying is, Lafuke Rav, there's no cooling process on the Tachton. So now the contact between the Iser and the Heter is where the Iser is Cham. If on the other hand, the Tzonen is what? Is the Cham Tachton. Then what we're saying is that the Tzonen heats up the Elyon, which is Iser, and it was Tzonen. Why? Because Tatoi Govar. So again, in both cases, our goal is one and the same, and that is to create Iser Cham. Give me 1 minute because we're going to have to daven Mincha. The Rav is going to claim that this is the machlokus between the Ramah and the Marshal. The Marshal's goal is to get Iser Cham. In the case where they were munachim zeh etzel zeh, if the iser was cham, then everything is aser, because once the iser is cham, we can apply the principle of tatoi gover. Because again, what is tatoi gover? Tatoi gover is not a reflection of what's on top and what's on the bottom, but it's of course that's relevant, but the ultimate goal is to get iser cham. If I can get iser cham, then everything is aser. The Rambam understands that it's not enough to get iser cham. What you need is that the heter become cham as well. And that's what that toy gover is going to do. It's going to take the tzonein that's on top, which is heter, and convert it into cham. Well, that's not true in the case of Munachim Zeitzel Zeder. Ramon is not going to accept that any Isur in the case of Munachim Zeitzel, again, it will require Netilah, but I'm saying there's no real full-fledged Tatoi Gover in this case. Why? Because there is no Tatoi. They're sitting one next to the other in a horizontal line. So if that be the case, according to the Ramon, if you have Isur that's Cham sitting next to Heter that's Tzonein, the Heter is Mutter, except for Kedei Netila in the Makom of the Gear. But other than that, the Heter remains Mutter, because the whole purpose of Tatoi Gavar is to get the Heter to Cham. If you can't get the Heter to Cham, because ultimately Tatoi Gavar means Cham Cham, because the bottom Elyon, the bottom Tachton, is heating up the Elyon that's Tzonein. But if they're sitting Zeh Tzel Zeh, that's not going to be awesome. That's not going to be Tatoi Gover. All right. I rushed it a little bit at the end, so see if you have time to to go through it.
The physics, it doesn't work whatsoever.
That's what.